Rowena is a tiny town near Maryborough, home to just 40 people. It's surrounded by cattle country, and for nearly a century, the local sawmill has been a major employer in the community. Until now, that is. Today, the sawmill will close and 15 jobs will go. The operators, Robertson Brothers Sawmills, say they can't afford to carry out upgrades ordered by Workplace Health and Safety. Mill manager Roger Fallon expects the impacts on the community will be huge.
Oh, it'll leave a big hole in the community itself. It'll just turn basically Berlina into a ghost town. All that'll be left is the school and the local economy. Well, it will be fairly hard, really. It's very, depressing to a degree, particularly for the staff that will struggle to find work in the district. And it's a very empty feeling, I suppose, would be the correct term.
Now, I believe 15 staff, most and all local, will lose their jobs. What will happen to them?
Well, most of them will obviously try to get work within the area, if it's at all possible, but being such a small country area, there's not much opportunities. The closest town is Maryborough, so they'll have to go to Maryborough and try to find work, or maybe get some work locally for the local property owners or something like that. That's about the only hope they got.
How long have you yourself been with the company?
I've been 15 years with the company.
And if I may ask, what will your plans be from now?
I'm probably just going to retire. I'm in a position where I'm nearly old enough to do that, so I'll just retire and move on.
Now, Roger, just get into some of the details of this. So I know you couldn't afford to carry out safety upgrades that were ordered by Workplace Health and Safety. What exactly were those upgrades and how much would they have cost?
Well, they put a notice on our number one bench, which is the main part of our operation within the sawmill. And to upgrade, it could cost anywhere between $500,000 and $1 million. Because it's not just a matter of replacing the bench, you're upgrading electricity. There's a number of things that have to be done, you know. As I say, life goes on and it's no good looking back. You have to look forward and see where we go from here.
There are only a handful of sawmills left in the Wide Bay Burnett, but Fraser Coast Mayor Gerard O'Connell isn't worried. He believes the latest closure will offer other local businesses and even the government new opportunities.
Perhaps other companies in the timber industry operating through the Fraser Coast or the Wide Bay Burnett would be able to re-employ these people. But they'll be company decisions. I think more importantly, and from a local government perspective, I think this reinforces or illustrates my call for the state government to really push ahead with regionalisation. In other words, here's an opportunity for a state government department, the Department of Forestries and Fisheries, in that department to the Fraser Coast. What that would do is that would reinforce the engagement of state government with the key stakeholders, with the forestry industry, with the timber industry, which is what we're talking about, with agriculture, and of course fisheries. It's that sort of support and that sort of leadership which I think would go well for the future.
You said you had spoken to one big timber producer who wasn't interested in picking up any of the opportunities left from the closure of this mill. What were the reasons given to you?
We didn't extrapolate. I think these are business decisions, and I think those connected to the industry will look at any opportunities going forward and make their own decisions.
Meanwhile, 113-year-old manufacturer J.H. Smith & Sons in Gympie is going into voluntary administration because it can't stay competitive alongside cheap imports and the high Aussie dollar. The family company, which makes transport equipment for the mining and agriculture industries, chose to keep its work in Australia and secured big business, including a deal to sell mining transport technology to China last year. The company is blaming a lack of government support for what it says is a widespread demise of Australian manufacturing. But local member for the Wide Bay and Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss says it's a consequence of the ideal Aussie lifestyle.
There are very high costs in doing business in Australia. We have workplace health and safety requirements, superannuation payments, relatively high wages, long holidays compared with other parts of the world. Most certainly we intend to do what we possibly can to make our economy competitive. So we're going to have to make some choices, and some of those will be pretty tough. I don't think Australians are prepared to work for lower wages, and I don't think they're prepared to work for longer periods. And so if that's the circumstances, we have to be aware of the fact that there is a price.